Welcome to the Beetlebugs Podcast. Yay!
As people follow clues and take off both their shoes and walk on back to 69. Every road dreams out of life. The sergeant on the pink dark side. The piper travels through the sky out here. And I am here.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of the Beetlebugs Podcast, a podcast about the Beatles. I'm Aisha.
And I'm Jesse.
And we're now up to episode 14, season 1 of this podcast series. There's not long to go now.
Yes, the end is nigh. But before that, we've got some news.
Brooklyn-based funk outfit Turquoise shared a cover of the Beatles song Here Comes the Sun on YouTube. The band recently did a live stream of the Beatles covers. Lead singer and guitarist Dave Brandwein spoke about the significance of the George Harrison hit, saying,
"The important thing to realise is that out of a long, cold, lonely winter, the ice does slowly melt as the sun sets in. This is true with each new day, each new year, and each new struggle. This virus, the civil unrest due to the murders of Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and countless others, and the threat to our democracy, seems so incredibly daunting and hard to think about. The sun will shine, and better days are coming."
And that's all from this edition of Breaking News from the BBC. The Beetlebugs Corporation.
On with the podcast.
In last week's episode, the band had released their ninth studio album called The Beatles, better known as The White Album. The album was a huge success and has gone down as one of their most iconic albums. The next studio album would be, well, it's a weird one, mainly because it wasn't even meant to be an album.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life.
After the completion of the Sgt. Pepper's album, the Beatles were signed up to work on two movie projects. One was Magical Mystery Tour, a successful album but a failure as a film. The other was Yellow Submarine. Yellow Submarine was shelved so that the band could focus on Magical Mystery Tour. The band then moved on to working on the White Album. The Beatles' contractual obligation with United Artists was still outstanding. And so the Beatles, almost reluctantly, began working on providing a soundtrack and songs for Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine is set in the fictional world of Pepperland. Pepperland is a paradise with music all around. But over the hills and far away live the Blue Meanies. The Blue Meanies hate Pepperland and they hate music. They attack Pepperland and put Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in prison. The Lord Mayor, in desperation, sends a young man away in a yellow submarine to find help to save Pepperland. Indeed, save music! Enter four young heroes from Liverpool. Paul, John, Ringo and George team up to fight the Blue Meanies. Wrong team up! The Fab Four dress up as Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and rally Pepperland to defeat the Blue Meanies.
In order to fulfil their contractual obligation to United Artists, the band were happy to have Yellow Submarine made as an animated film, thereby reducing their involvement in the project. Voice actors were hired to impersonate the band members, although the Beatles agreed to a live-action ending to the movie to keep United Artists happy.
The Beatles composed four new songs for the film. There were two songs by George Harrison and two by Lennon and McCartney. The album also contained two songs already released, All You Need Is Love and obviously the title track, Yellow Submarine. The film included songs from the previous albums. There was Eleanor Rigby from the Revolver album, which gave the film some more reflective moments. A Day in the Life from Sgt. Pepper's album, and When I'm 64, again from the Sgt. Pepper's album. One of my all-time favourites, Nowhere Man, from the Rubber Soul album. I like the way they included this song into the film. It fit really well. Lucy in the Sky, with a little help from my friends and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We're all taken from the Sgt. Pepper's album and worked perfectly for this crazy ride through psychedelia. What a trip, man!
Much like Magical Mystery Tour, Yellow Submarine was originally intended to be an EP. Four original compositions, Only a Northern Song and It's All Too Much by Harrison, and All Together Now and Bulldog by Lennon and McCartney, would be joined by Yellow Submarine and All You Need Is Love. However, it was decided that Yellow Submarine would be released as an album, side one containing the aforementioned songs, and side two consisting of the George Martin film soundtrack.
The film was released on the 17th July 1968, while the album was released later in January of 1969. The band were, by then, working on the White Album. The album was not taken seriously by the Beatles, which was reflected by the small number of songs written for the project, only four.
So how did the album and film do?
Well, considering it was a project that the Beatles didn't really take seriously, it did very well. It went in a number three in the charts, but it was the film that really broke new ground.
The film was a critical and commercial success. The animated format and the for all ages content made the film a success across all generations. Its clever use of language, which meant different things to adults and children, the pioneering work in animation and techniques, and its subversive humour laid the groundwork for the future of animation. John Lasseter, who directed Toy Story and a former creative at Pixar and Walt Disney Animation, argues that Yellow Submarine helped pave the way for the fantastically diverse world of animation that we all enjoy today. Josh Weinstein, a writer at the animated hit The Simpsons, argues that without Yellow Submarine, there would be no Simpsons, South Park, or Toy Story.
The film received widespread critical acclaim. As well as being a box office hit, it won a number of awards. Most notably, a Grammy Award in 1970 for the Best Original Score. And it's still as popular today as it ever was. On Rotten Tomatoes, the film has a score of 97%. And in April of 2020, in the middle of a global pandemic, YouTube hosted a Yellow Submarine live stream and sing-along. It was so much fun. It's time for a fun fact. Let's talk football. Now, I could talk about Liverpool being the champions of England, still champions of Europe whilst we still record this, and champions of the world, but I'm not going to talk about that. Instead, let's go to Spain and La Liga. Did you know that Villarreal Football Club are also known as Yellow Submarines? Their club colours are yellow, and if you're ever lucky enough to go to a home game, you'll see thousands of fans holding up yellow scarves with the words Yellow Submarine. Go Yellow Submarines! Except when you play against Liverpool.
The Beatles are still riding high on the success of Sgt. Pepper's and the White Album. With their 10th studio album completed, the band were now faced with an existential question. Where do we go from here? The unprecedented success and acclaim had continued unabated. However, soon after the death of Brian Epstein, and with the growing influence of Yoko Ono putting a further strain on relations, it was becoming increasingly apparent that the Beatles were approaching the end of a long and winding road.
We come to the end of another episode of the Beetle Bugs podcast. Please check out our show notes where you can get in touch with us on email, Instagram, or Facebook. We hope you enjoyed the show, and if you do like it, then please, please, pretty please subscribe to our show. You'll find us on all podcast platforms. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Every single song just takes me back.